just go over quickly the Gemara, then finish the Rashi's and the Taisus and the Sugya. Let us just go over the Gemara that from starting from Daf Yutes, just going over quickly the Gemara to refresh our memory. We heard in the Mishnah, if a motzah daitiki matana v'shoivrem, areza lo yachser, you don't give the daitiki and the matana to the mekabel ha-daitik and the matana, shani oimer ksuvim hoyo v'nimlach aleyem sheloi litno. I assume that because of the Reyes in the Nefile, I assume that they were written v'nimlach aleyem sheloi litno, and he changed his mind not to give the daitiki in the matones to the mekabel matone. Let us just start the two lines from the bottom and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Taimed le'omatznu. So if the sole reason why we do not give over the daitiki maton is because nimlach aleim, because I'm afraid he changed his mind to give them. Ha'omatznu naisnim. But it would seem from the Mishnah if he said nu naisnim v'reminu. So let's get kasha from a baraisa. Motze daitikois apoitikois matonis. Afal pi sheshneim moidim. Even though the baal hamatona, the baal daitiki, is moide that he had given it over. Loyachse loyloze veloyloze. So here in the baraisa it says afilo omatnu einoisnim. Let us just see the last Rashi on the omid. Loyachse. Why shouldn't we give over the daitiki or the matonim? Shema kosvelozeh, v'loi mos aloi, maybe was written and not given over. Loi zocha bekarke, so this mekabel matona was not zoiche. Then later, v'choza v'kosav la'achev, he decided to give this karke to someone else. And he gave him over a star, and this second person was Zeisha. Now, he has charoted, he gave it over to the second one. He wants to give it to the first one. Therefore, that they should give this star Sheyetziyeno bebezdim, and the first one will have this star with azman kodum. V'nimtza azman shtar zeh shel zeh kodum l'shtorei shel sheini. V'tziyeno miyode bedim. So I'm afraid that even though he says give it to the first one, I don't trust him. I'm afraid he never gave it to the first one. In the meantime, he had given it to a second one, and now he's choizer from the maton of the second one. And the only way he could be mevatel, the maton of the second one, is by saying that he had previously given this karka to the first one. That's what he, so therefore, ha'amatnu is also ain't nice. So we have here astira. The Mishnah would seem the whole problem is Shemma Nimlach Aleya Militnam, but if I hear from him that he wants to give it over, he give it over. The Baraisa says, Afilu Omatnu Einois. She Bastira, the Mishnah of the Baraisa. Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Loi Kashis. Rabbi Abba Mamal said it's no Kashis. Hobe Bori Vahobe Shrimra. So we had learned last week that Bori means really is also a star matna shriv meram, but the nusach that is normally written on a matna shriv meram, that it says kedekotzer v'rami ba'arsei, this was not written on the star. So memele, so it has a din of a matnas bori. So memele, we are speaking about if the first star, the first daitiki, had a din of a matna shriv meram. Was it written in the shtar k'dekotz of a romi ba'arsei, or did it, does it have a din of a matnas boy? So now we'll start elaborating. Mas nisin diktoni ha'omat nu naisnim. The Mishnah that says ha'omat nu naisnim, that if he says give it to the first mekabel matonim, will give it him, is speaking about b'shchiv mera debar mehederu. It was a daitiki that was a shtar shchiv mera. But the halacha is, by a shtar shchiv mera, you can always be chayzer from the matonim. Domrinon, so we'll say, my ikal amema, what is there to be afraid of? Du mekosva meikor alai. What is the biggest calamity that could occur? Maybe he had written this daitiki to the first one, the imlech, and he changed his mind, and he didn't give it him. And then he decided to give this karke to a second person. He gave it to a second person. Now he has charote that he gave it to the second person, the Yovinele. So Memela, so he's saying that you know that this karka was already given to the first person. So Memela, and with that he wants to be mafkia, the matona, from the second one. So the Gemara says, let us just think the chshash, what the matone to the second one was. Ibe matnas bori yovile, if he gave to the second one with a matnas bori, is less like say that, so the second one will not lose, a filu will return the first daitiki to the first one. We'll listen to him, we'll say, no, he says, I gave it to the first one. The mikabel, by the second matone, if it was a matnas bori, he will not lose anything. Why? The chinavki talti, now when both will come to Bezen, so we have, the first one is coming with a matnas shchimera, that was written, let's say, in Nissen. The second one is coming with a matnas bori, that was written in Iyar, is vaschais ezochi. So the second one will be kind of the karke, the hoda be mikamaise. He was chayzer from the first matona. A matna shchiv mera, when one gives over the matona to a second person, so automatically he's being chayzer from the first matona. A matna shchiv mera, you could be chayzer. So memele, by giving this shtar to the first one, afilu, we're saying that he's a liar, he never gave it to him, but afilu, the first one will have the shtar, there will be no hefset to the second one, because since the first shtar is a shtar matna shchiv mera, and later the second one is coming with a matnas bori with a later zman, so we see from this that there was a chazore from the first matone, and therefore the second one will be kaine. Basrei se zochi, da hoda bei mikamais. Ibe matna shchivra nami yovinele, if this, that, the chash that we are afraid of, maybe he gave it to, this karke to a second person, and we're afraid now he wants to be chayzer from the second person, and therefore he is saying that the previous shtar was given to the first person. So if the second person, it was given to him, b'matna shchiv mera, nami yovinevle, is less b'poseide, so the second person is not going to lose alpidin, the basreis zochi, because the last matone will be zoiche, the kohoda be mikamaisa, which means that since the second matone was a matna shchiv mera, so now when he says, give it to the first one, so the mesira that he's giving it now to the first one is a chazorah from the second one. So now it belongs to the first one, als the nesine, after the second mesira. That means this is now a chazorah and the second matone, and the taka belongs to the first one because of this new mesire. So even though he's saying a lie, but there's nothing but to worry about. That is, if that is our Mishnah, which is speaking about, that we found that day, tiki amatna shchiv mara. So whatever he says will not in any way harm the second mekabel maton. Kiktoni bebraise, the braise says lo yachzer, afa pishishnei moidim lo yachzer, lo ilozeh v'lo ilozeh. Bebori, this is speaking about that it was not written a loshen of a matna shrimera, was written, it didn't say, kide kotze v'romi ba'arse. So this is a loche of a matna's bori. The lav bar mehederu, from a matna's bori, you can't have charote. So there, we are afraid as follows. Damrinon dul mekos v'lahai mikore. Maybe this shtar, the first shtar, maybe he had written it to Reuven, v'imlech, and he changed his mind, v'yovilei. V'hoda kos v'lini shachine, v'yovilei. And then he wrote a new shtar on this kark, and he gave it to a second person. Now he mayahu. Now he is charote from the second matone, the yovilei that he gave it to the second one. Besova, but he has a problem. Meheda loymatzina adarnabi. I can't have charote from the second matone. Let's say the second matone is a matnas bori. I can't have charote. Is aimelohu? So I'll say like this. Dano lahai yahavte. I'll say that I had given the shtar, the first shtar, I had given it over to the first one, to Reuven. Give him back the shtar. And if the first one will get the shtar, now he'll take out the shtar. The first shtar that was written in Nissan. So the first one will take it out. I'll say I gave it to Menissen. It wasn't Nimlach. That's what I'm going to say. And Besen will give him back the shtar. And now this first one will be Maitzi the Kalke from the second one. That's why it says Lo Yachsa. No, Mefilu, he says that that's by a matnas bori. Elom Rina Leyanan. We tell this Shriv Mara, who had written a matnas bori to the first one, Elam Rinale Anan, Haikis Valoyabinale Lahai. We will not give back this shtar to the first one. We'll tell him, Rochel Bitraktana, Dilme Michtev Kosvis, maybe you had written this first shtar, Meyev Loyavis Nele, but you didn't give it over to him. V'yahavtalini Shachine, and you gave over the Kalke to a second person. Vikahadris bay, and now you have charote from the second person. So memele, so we will not give back this first star, because this first star says, samatnas bori, so the first star says that Reuven was kind of the kakenissen. So memele, if we will give it back, he'll take it away from the second Mekabel Matone, which is an Avle. So we're not going to give it back. No, we're telling you like this. Ilo Yehovtalini Shachine. So we're telling you as follows. If you did not give away this Kalke as yet to a second person, V'kabois Tetosvo Lahai, and you want that this Kalke should go to this Reuven, so write a new shtar and give him the new shtar. And so the new shtar is Mamonavshech. If you never give away the Kalka again, so Memele, so by writing this new shtar to Reuven, so be kind of the Kalka now. And the Yovis Lini Shachine, but if you're a liar, and you already gave the kalka, let's say, an eel to a second person. Les bopseide. so he won't lose anything. The Kodim Zochi, because he was first Zoche. The second Shtar was written in the year. Now you're going to write the Shtar in Tishrei. So Memele, so the second one, the Kark will belong to the second one. So Bekitza, this was the Teretz of Rab Abba Bar Mamel. The Teretz of Rab Abba Bar Mamel was as follows, that the Mishneh that says, Omot Nu Noisnim, is speaking about a daitiki amatna shchiv mara. So memele, if the first matone is amatna shchiv mara, so we have nothing but to worry about, because if there was a second, because amatna shchiv mara, if there was a second matone, there was a chazore from the first matone. So memele, the first matone will not in any way be mafsid the second matone. So I feel we're afraid that maybe it was Nimlach, so Afilu will give it back to him, since the second Matone has a later date, so the first one will Saivasai not be Koine. Masha'en Kain, the Barais is speaking about a Matnas Bori. The Barais is speaking about a Matnas Bori, so then that is a very dangerous Shtar. If we'll give back the Shtar to the first one, he'll have a shtar in his possession that says he was kind of the karke benissim, and really could be was never given over to him, and it was first given to someone else in Eel, and if we'll give it back to the first one will take it away from the second one and say, well, I was already kind of the karke benissim. So therefore, that is pshat the Baraisa, that if both of them are moida, we will not give him the shtar, but we tell him, write a new shtar, some amon of sheikh. If you never gave it to a second person, it'll belong to him now. And if you gave it to a second person, so the second person will not lose the karka from the new shtar, because the second person's shtar is kodim to the new shtar. That was the teretz of Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Maskif lo Rav Zvid. So Rav Zvid est akashen Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Ve'idi daitikois kotoni. How could you say that the Braise speaking about a matnas bori, both of them mentioned daitiki. So even though we had mentioned that Rashi said was also a daitiki without hilchis matnas shimera, because it did not say Kidekotza Baromi Baarse, so in Yisod there was a daitiki with a hilchis of a matnas bori, but Rav Zvid did not like this teretz. The Tanna calls both of them daitiki. It would seem they're the same type of shtoris. Both of them are a matnas shrimra. Both of them it was written Kidekotza Baromi Baarse. So if both of them are speaking about a matna shrimera, so again, there's no problem whatsoever to give back the shtar to the first one, because since it's a matna shrimera, tzisa bechazore, so this shtar will not be mafsid a second matone that was given, if it was given. Elo Omar Rav Zvid. So Rav Zvid said, a different teretz. Ho bo ho b'shchiv mera. The Mishneh that says ho omat nu noisnim, like omat nu noisnim, speaking about a shchiv mera. In a shchiv mera, again, there's no problem whatsoever by matna shchiv mera, by giving it back to the first one, because a matna shchiv mera zisa b'chazore, so as man kodom will never be mafsid as man meucher, since it's Isa Bechazor. V'veloi kashe, so what is pshat in the Bereise? The Bereise says, afilu b'zman shein moidim lo yachse, ho bei v'ho bebrei. The Mishneh is speaking about that the Shchiv Mera is telling us, give it back to the first one. And if the Shchiv Mera tells us, give it back to the first one, so there's no problem whatsoever. V'ho bebrei, the Braise is speaking about that the father had written the Matna Shrimera to Reuven. Then the father died, and now the son is here, And the son is telling us, give back this shtar to Reuben. My father gave it to Reuben. And if the son tells us to give it back to Reuben, then we have big problems. Why? Masnis is not the Gemara is going to explain. Masnis in the Ka'amat nu naisnim b'didei. The Mishnah is speaking about Amatna Shrimra. The Shrimra is still alive. And the Shrimra says, give back the shtar that was written to Nissen, in Nissen to Reuben. I gave it to him in Nissen. Fine. I don't believe him that he gave it to him in Nissen. But Afilu, I'll give back the shtar to Reuben, and he has a shtar that was written in Nissen. This shtar will not in any way be mafsid as a later mekabel matone, the bar mehedahu, because from the matna shchima can have charote. The amrinon will say inami yave leinish achine afilu. He gave over this karke to a second person. Les bepseide, the second person will not have any hefsid by if the shtar will be given over to the first person. The kama ubasra, if you have two shtaris, and the first is amatna shrimera, basra zochi, so the second one is zoich in the matone. The hoder bei mikame, because even though he had first written in Nissen the shtar to Reuben, but if he wrote a second shtar in Iyer, so he was choyzer from the first shtar. So now it belongs to Shimon that the shtar was written to Meniya. The kahoda be mikame. So memele. So in the Mishnah im omat nu naisnim, because no hefsed will occur. But who said the tenu? The shrimera who wrote the first shtar is still alive, and he's saying, "Give it back to Reuben. I gave it to Menissen." So then this shtar will in no way be mafsed. If Shimon was mekabel the same karka in Iyer, because the shtar that Shimon has from Iyer is a chazore from the matana that was given to Reuven in Nissen. Ki kotoni bebraise, that what it says in the Bereise, afopi sheshneyem moidim lo yachser loy lo ze veloy lo ze. The Bereise says by amatma shrimera adaiteki. It says that even though he says, give it back to the first one, we will not be master. Bibrei, it is speaking about that the son is telling us, that we have a shtar that was lost, and the son is telling us, give this shtar, my father had given it to Reuven in this. And Domrinen, so here we're afraid of his father. Maybe his father Take had written the shtar to Reuben and Nissen. The Imlach, Ployovinele, and he never gave it to him. Ubosa Rabu, after his father died, so could be his father had written a shtar and Nissen, never gave it to this Reuben and Nissen, so Karke. So now the father died, so this Karke, the son Yarshin, the karka was, since the shtar was never given over to Reuben and Nissen, so the son Yarshin the karka. Ubosa Rabu, after his father died, Kosev Ihu Leinish Achine V'yobile. Now the son, who Yarshin the karka, wrote, it was Makne this karka, the son is Abori, and he was Makne the karka, Leinish Achine Tishim V'yobile. The father died Beis Nissen, and the son Yarshin the father, and he gave this karke to Shimon in the year. Vahashte kohoda bei meyahu. Now he has charote that he gave it to Shimon. Sava, so he holds like this. Mehada leimatzina hadar nabi. I can't have charote, I'm in hot water. I gave the karke to Shimon. I can't have charote. Ema lehu, so I'll say as follows. Da'abe yove lelahai, that my father gave the first shtar, was written to Reuven in Nissen, He gave him the shtar Aleph Nissen, and my father died Beis Nissen, so it comes out that the kalke which I gave Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shimon was really not my kalke to give over, because Reuven was already kind of this kalke from my father Beis Nissen. He'll say, give him the shtar. The son will say, give this Reuven the shtar. Let us see, decide, there's a better gilsa. Belezel, now this Reuven will have the shtar. Velepik minei dahai, he'll take away from Shimon the karke, because he is a shtar, that he was kind of the karke, Beis Nissen. To who's Zochi? V'niflik b'hadei, and then, so this is, well, I'll make a deal with him. I'll make a knunya with him. I'll say, you know that my father never gave you the shtar. I also know it. But let's get this karke out of Shimon's possession. We'll say that you got the shtar Aleph Nissen. My father died Beis Nissen. So the karke will belong to you, and we'll divide the karke. So we're well aware of this chash. Hilkach amrina le'anan. So we're going to say to the son, ha'kisve lo yevina le'lahai. We will not give over this shtar to Reuven. The dilma michtev kosve yavua. Maybe your father taka wrote this shtar. Mayim le'yovele, but he never gave it over to him. You gave over this karke to Shimon. We have everything. We can see your plot, your plan is, we can figure it out very well. We'll not give over the shtar. And that is pshat in the Baraisa. But the Baraisa says that, no, we'll tell the son as follows. Ikushteka amrit. If you're telling the truth that your father gave it to Reuven, and you knew you never were makna karke to Shimon, the yoev lay avuch, you're telling the truth that the father gave it to him, zilat hashte, so you go now, and ksiv lay shtarachin, write a shtar to Reuven now. So memele, dinami lo yoev lay avuhe, because if your father did not give it to him, v'kesavtiya at le'ini shachine, and you take wrote, you write now a new shtar. So if you didn't give over this kalke to someone else, so it belongs to Reuven. You say your father gave it to Reuven. No, we're not so sure about that. Al kapone, you can write a shtar and give it and be makne to Reuven. But if your father did not give it to Reuven, Elchsavtiya at l'neshachine, and you gave the shtar, you gave the skalke to Shimon Reshchoidesh here, and now you're writing a new shtar, Reshchoidesh Tishrei, in Chodesh Tishrei, Les Beis Pseide, the Kamo Basro, Kamo Zochi. That is the Askonos HaGemara. Bay, let us see, Rashi, Bay, Shadayin Hukayu. The Mishnah is speaking about that the father is alive. Va'omar Tnulazeh, and the father says, give it to Reuven. I gave it to Menissim. Reuven lost it. Ha'bebrei. And the Breis is speaking about his son. Shemeis Mecholyoi, the father died. Now his son says, Harzireyu, give back to Reuven the shtar that was written in this. So by the father, Debar Mehederu, Mimatonazu, Imchozaboy, the father could always be Chayza, La'ache Sheyetzu Shneishtoriz Bebezin, Yiskeache. So, if we listen to the father, and we'll give it to the first one, so no harm will come about to the second one, because the father could be chayzer from the first matan. Se'inami yovi shuv le'inish achina, by the father, afilu he gave it to a second person, b'matnas bori, and will give now the shtar with a previous zman to the first one, less lepseidalu basra ba'ishtore de madrina le'lahai. He will not have a hefset by returning the shtar to the first one. Yeah. But by the son, but that is the case of the Bereise. But by the son we're afraid, Ubosa Ravua, after the father died, Kosva Iyu Aben, the son was makna the karke to a second person. And now he's saying that my father gave this star to the first person, Duhu Kodim, and that star is first, Sheishtori Kodim. The given the mace of him, Mecholye, my father died from his choly, the father died based Nissen. Zoche Mishenosnulois, he was already Zoche. So now the son says, and I remember that the father gave it to the first one, he was first Zoche. So Mamela, the matone I gave to the second one was not Chal. And he'll say this, v'niflag badei, and he'll divide up the loot, I mean, the stolen kalke, will divide up, ech lakime b'knun yizu. So we tell the son, listen, we don't trust you. If you're telling the truth, you never gave away this kalke again. So, right now a new start. And if you gave away the karka, kama zochim, achash neishtorish, yeitzu mishimcho, akoidim zoche, sheman esbori hei. Period. That is the end of Rav Zvitz Teres. Now, vahashte du'ukimne taima de la yachsel. Now, Rashi says, so the reason that you should not return the shtar mishum dilme kosva lahai beimlech v'loyo v'loy. The reason you don't give it back is because I'm afraid maybe it was written to the first one. Beimlech, and it was not given over to the first v'loyo v'loy, v'odah kosva l'inishachin. Leke lemirmeis amatonis, so there's no kasha amatonis. Now, let us explain the problem that Rashi has, and then we'll come to the teretz that Rashi is going to say. Rashi has a moiridike problem. That is a dover boru by a matnas bori. If the first shtar was a matnas bori, let us say the father wrote a matnas bori. The father wrote a matnas bori. The father's alive. Let's forget about his son. The father's alive. The father wrote a matnas bori to Reuven v'shchedish nissen. Right? Wrote a matnas bori. Right? Then later, right now we find the shtars floating around, and the father says, oh, yeah, I gave it to Reuven v'shchedish nissen. So, l'chayre by a matnas bori, I feel the father's a lie, where we won't trust the father, because maybe he didn't give it to Reuven. And in the meantime, you gave this karka to Shimon, and he gave it to Shimon. Now you're gonna say you gave this matnas bori to Reuven, and we'll give it back to Reuven, and now Reuven is gonna come and take away the karka from Shimon. So a matnas bori, the father's alive, you can't return. Now Rashi had a tremendous problem. In the Mishnah it says, Motzo daitiki matone, areza lo yachse, shani oi meksubi moye benim lachale. And then the Mishnah the Gemara says, ha'omatnu, noisne. So by daitiki, gebaldik, the father's a shchimra, the father's alive, so filu, the father says, I gave it to the first one, but the second matone is a chazara from the first matone, so the second one won't lose.
But it says in the Mishnah Matana also, what do you do with Matana? Rashi had a tremendous problem. What did you do with Matana? Daitiki is very good. If the Shrimara is alive, if the Shrimara is alive, some Mele, by a Daitiki, I'll give over the Daitiki to the first one. Nothing, no calamity will happen. But by Matana is a problem. This Kasha Rashi had. Rashi had a Merdike Kasha. Now let us bear with Rashi. So Rashi, Bahashve, do kimne taima de la yasa, mishum dil me kosva la hai be imlach, vlo yo vile, vada kosva li nishachine. The reason we don't return, that's the time of the baraisa, the reason we don't return is because we're afraid maybe the first shtar was written, was not given over, and in the meantime a second shtar was given over. If that is pshat in the baraisa, leke lemirme amatonis. So there's no kasha amatonis. Vloitedik masnisin gabi matonis o omar tnu noisnim. We can't ask a kasha on the mishle hotom noisnim. Dechinami omar tnu shayech lemeima taime doloyarse. If he says tnu, by matonis, also you shouldn't give it back. Mishum shani oimak subum hoyu v'nimlach aleim shalei lidno. I'm afraid maybe he didn't give it. He didn't give it. B'hod akos v'ine shachine. V'gabi daiti kois al kain im omatunu noisnim umukayim. Toletana didon taimo mishum shani oimak nimlach aleim shalei lidno. Inami hochi de nimlach hashti mamat nu naisnim de leke le mechish le midi. Now, Rashi says, amurdike zach. Let us bear with Rashi. Let us learn the Mishnah Elach. The Mishnah says, I found a daiteki and a matone. Lo yach, so it says, you found a daiteki or matone. Areza lo yachser. Don't give it as yet. That's the first thing. Don't give it. Maybe it wasn't, he changed his mind, and maybe he didn't give it over. The Tane gave us that we have to think of this possibility. That means before he opened up his mouth, the Tane just said, you found a daiteki. You found the shtar matone. Let me tell you something. Since the shtar matone was lost, since the shtar daitiki was lost, I'm telling you, there's a mokim to be afraid. Maybe it was written and not given up. I'm just telling you this. This is a possibility. Fine. This, you understand? About it, right? If it was lost, is there such a possibility? Now I'll ask further. What if he says tnu? I know of such a possibility. What if he says tnu? So Rashi says, so use your brains. If you know there's such a possibility, and there's a possibility, maybe it wasn't given over, so think a minute, if you'll give it over, will a kilkul come about, or will a kilkul not come about? So no, when you use your brains, you're going to say like this, well, by a daitiki, if you give it, a kilkul won't come out, so I'll give it. By a matone, a kilkul will come out, so I won't give it. The Tana just opened up our minds. Don't be naive. You see a daitiki that's lost, you see a matone that's lost. Let me tell you one thing. Think that it was not given over. There's a possibility it wasn't given over. That's what I'm telling you. So Mamela, as long as I think, so I know everything about it. So I know by myself, Isaiah won't give it over. Maybe it never was given over. Now I'll ask him, should I give it over? And he'll say, yeah, give it over. So now, but the Tana opened up my mind. But maybe it was never given over yet. So I'm thinking, do I have to believe him? Could I believe him? Will a kilkul come out if I believe him? So then I'll use my brains. So if it's a daitiki, nothing wrong will happen from it, so I'll give it over. If it's a matone, something, a calamity could happen if I give it over. Dilma nimlachem v'loy noslam, so I won't give it over. The Mishnah just told us one thing, and now everything I can figure out by myself. So Memele, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Omer tznu noisnim. The Mishnah says, this is what you have to be afraid of. If Omer tznu, will you give or won't you give, use your brains. So if it's a daitiki, you can give over, nothing terrible will happen. If it's a matona, don't give over, because a kilkul can happen. That's what Rashi says. Let's see again the Loshna of Rashi. Vleitedik masnisen gabi matonis oma tnu noisni. Dechi oma nami tnu, shaykh lemein the time of the loyasa. Mishum shani yoyim iksubim hoyiva nimelach aleim shlei litnom. Vahoda kos velishne elishne shachine. So if I'm telling you there's such a chash, a full little site, no, you also won't give it over. Vigabi daite kois, al kochach ima oma tnu noisni memukayim. If he's alive, and he says no, so there's nothing but to worry about. The Tana didn't time it. The Tana just told us that, oh, you have to be aware. Mishum shani oima nimlachalem shalilitna. Vinami hochi avedi nimlach. Philippa was nimlach. So by a daitiki hashti bombat nu nice. Lakalabai shlamidi. Vahochi koma. This is what the Mishnah says. Motza daiti ki yoy maitone, lo yachzer. Shani, don't give it, give it away without asking, yizicha shouldn't give it. Shani yoy mani mechalei mishloi litna. Veheichit o amatnu, it's like this. Ishaich lameima lo yachzer, mishum taine de shani yoy ma, if the reason why they told you maybe was written and not given over, and if that reason is applicable, Afili says, no, gagay matnes bori, oi vishrim mera umeis, ubrei komatu, shna shamine mas nisna de lo yachse. Vulei dekinin ha omatnu noisim, there's no dik whatsoever that if he said give it. Veheche de lo yishayich lemei mishani yoyma, but if there's no kilkul, even if it wasn't given over, there's also no kilkul. Kegayim b'shchiv merash leimeis mecholye. Dakinin amatnu the bottle shani yoyimel. There's no problem. I feel if it wasn't given over, what's the problem? Hilkach noisne. That's what Rashi did with the Mishnah. Rashi says there's no Mishnah that says amatnu noisne. The Mishnah only opens up our minds. You have to be aware of this shash. Now use your brains. So memele, if you're aware of the chash, so by a daitiki omat nu noisnim, by matnas bori and by bnoi, it won't be noisnim. Now let us see Tosfos. Bereise bebori, now this was the first mahalach of Rab Abba Bar Mamu. The dilme kosva lahai v'lo yovilei. So Rav Abba Bar Mamo said by a matnas bori, so we will not give it over to the first one, because maybe dilme kosva v'loyovile, and then lady gave it the second one, so be mafsid the second one. So Tosfos hainu deloika baye. The day, according to Abaya, a mailay neheda. Why shouldn't you give it back to the first one? Kivin shuhu roitze, he says, give it back to the first one. The aid of the summa of zochin loy, heiched the motesh tori liyodoy. Period. Now, I just want, we have to be aware, this is a moiridike Tosfos. Is a muradika machlekes harishonim of what Tosfos is saying, and let us appreciate what Tosfos just said now. Tosfos said, the Gemara said by Amatnas Bori. Amatnas Bori, I find a shtar that was written by Amatnas Bori, Reuven is giving a karke, Shimon Reish Chodesh Nisan. a matnas ball. Find it in the street. So the Gemara says, so now Reuven says, yeah, I gave it to Shimon, give it back to Shimon. The Gemara says, well, I don't believe you. Maybe you never gave it to Shimon. In the meantime, you sold the karka, you gave the karka to Levi and Iyer. So you're going to be mafsid Levi. I won't give it back. But according to Abaye, Eidel, Bachsumov, Zochin, Loin, Abaye holds a merdik tach. You write a star in Nissen. Let's talk about the case of Abaye by Halvo. I wrote a star, I'm borrowing money in Nissen. I didn't borrow any money in Nissen. I give the star to the Malve in Tishrei. So the Shibud is Chal from Nissen. Shibud is, the Mal says, according to Abaye, was Motel Yodei in Tishrei, so the Shibud is Chal from Nissen. That's Eidom B'chsumim Zochaloi. When the Eidom Chasme, and eventually the Malve or the Mekabel Matone gets the Shtar, whenever, so the Shtar is Chal from when it was written. That's Eidom B'chsumim Zochaloi. Zoktoisviz, so according to Abaye, what's the problem? The shtar was written in this. It wasn't given over in this. Fine. But Eidah Bechsum of Zochinoi, I feel like you'll give it over in Tishrei. It's going to belong to Reuven from Nissen. So what does it matter that he sold the karka, he gave the karka to Shimon and Iyah? But it works. According to Abaye, the sugya is not going to according. Now we have to understand, Tosfos just said a mouthful. And what is the mouthful? Because, let's talk about the case of Abaye, and let's talk about our case. The case of Abaye was as follows. The case of Abaye was, a labor wrote a shtar, I borrowed $100, missing. Never borrowed $100, missing. Fine. He gives them the shtar Tishrei, right? Gives him the shashi. So the shibud is chal from this. This is a concept, eidav is from zochle, as long as he'll get the shtar, whenever it's chal. But, good, that's a bayah. Let's talk about this case. In this case, he wrote a shtar, I'm giving you, I'm making you this karke in this. In the meantime, he sells the karke in ear. When this person, so it's not his karka anymore. When it's Motili Yodei, when he's gonna get the shtar in Tishrei, he's getting a karka, he's getting a shtar from someone that the karka doesn't belong to him anymore. Where do we see Eidav Bechsumim Zochinler works in such a case? Now let us elaborate a little. The Stipler wants to say, and this is the Shitas Harif, the Rif is Chilek on Tosfos. The Shitas Harif wants, the Stipler says as follows, the Rif held, the whole concept of Eidav Bechsumim Zochaloi means like this. I give over in Tishrei. Now when I give over the Shtar in Tishrei, Yuzicha should get a Shibud in Tishrei. So then there's a Chiddush that the Shibud is Chal from Nissen. That's in the Beit Bechsumim Zochaloi. There was a Mesiris HaShtar in Tishrei. And the Shtar could make the Shibud in Tishrei. So Eidav Bechsumim Zochaloi means if there was a Mesiris HaShtar that could make a Shibud in Tishrei, so it's in the Beit Bechsumim Zochaloi, the Shibud will be Chal from Nissen. But if there was a Mesiris HaShtar in Tishrei that's worthless, that can't make anything, it's not your karka anymore. Where do we say Eidav Bechsumov Zochinloi will help? That is the Shita Sarif, number one. Number two, the Stipler says, he brings Arabi Kevega, and he says, this Machlokes is totally in a shaila that Rabbi Kivege had. We had a Gemara on that, your testament, Aleph. The Gemara said, Eidah v'chsumam zochenlei works by a shtar shichel. Now, we had problems then, but let us just say, let us live with the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Abaye, if I wrote a shtar shichel to an eved in Nissan, and I gave it to him in Tishrei, so the Gemara says, according to Abaye, Eidah v'chsumav zochinloi will become a meshucha from Nissan. That's a Gemara. You have problems, Rav Chaim, forget, we don't understand the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. That as the loch of Eidah v'chsumav zochinloi, you write a shtar in Nissan to an eved knani, you give it to him in Tishrei, it'll become a meshucha from this. Klalt Rabbi Kivege Ashayla. What is pshat in this Gemara? When I give it him in Tishrei, do I have to make a kosher in the sine? Like this, the din is by an Ebeknani. Tligitach mi agavikak is no good. You have to hand it into his hand. Klalt Rabbi Kivege, do I have to make a kosher in the sine in Tishrei? And then it becomes a meshucha from Nissan. I put it on the ground. I mean, he gets it in the Tishrei, it's also good. This is Rabbi Kivege's asof. Zokt the stipler. What's Rabbi Kivege's asof? Except the stipler. Know what Kivege's asof is? Rabbi Kivege's asof. What should Eidah b'sumah zochalei? One side, Rabbi Kivege, Eidah b'sumah zochalei works as follows. If later in Tishrei there was a real shicha, there was a shicha, I made a good nesine in Tishrei. So then there's a chiddush of Eidah v'sumim zochalei that the shicha starts from Nissan. But means, l'maise, there was a shicha that could work from Tishrei. I made a good nesine. So then this is in Bapishas Ksime, the shicha is chal. But if there was not a real shicha in Tishrei, so then there's no Eidah v'sumim zochalei. Some Eidah v'sumim will not make a shicha. Eidah v'sumim zochalei makes that the shicha that could be chal and Tishrei is chal already from Nissan b'shas k'sim. Or there's a t'nai. Listen, the shicha is chal from Nissan. There's a t'nai, he has to get the shtar. How he gets the shtar? There's no hilchus nesine. Abi, he gets the shtar. Zok the stipler. Oh, this is the machlokes Tosfos and the Rif. The Rif learned pshat, if he sold the karka, he wrote a shtar in Nissan, and he sold the karka in Iyar, and now he gives the first guy the shtar in Tishrei, so the Rif learned, giving him the shtar, you're giving him a shtar on Yenim's karka, the karka belongs to him. So maybe you can't say, Eidov v'chsumov zochinloi, it's his karka already, he became his karka from Iyar. So the Rif holds the Zicha won't help. You need Lamaise in Tishrei. There should be a Chuakno. Then it can work Bishas Chsimeh. Taisvis learned. Abi, he got the Shtar. Abi, he got the Shtar. Not that the Kenyan could really be Chal in Tishrei. It's already Chal from this. That's a new thing. He has to get a hold of the Shtar. When he gets a hold of the Shtar, it's not my Karka, so it's not my Karka. So what? Abi got a hold of the shtar. That's how Tosfos held. We'll see later Rashi held like that. So Mamela, so Tosfos had a whole problem in our Gemara. So how could, what's your problem? Maybe, he gave a Matnas Bori to Reuben and Nissen. And maybe he sold it to somebody else. That was Tosfos' problem. So they said the Gemara isn't going according to Abaye. That is Shita Satayis.